Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it's a Thursday, so we're getting closer and closer to the weekend. I have a pair of tickets to give away this hour to the LSU-Florida game. Listen for Katy Perry's Roar. That's the one where she sings, you know, Eye of the Tiger stuff. When you hear that, that's your cue to call in. And if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins, then you win a pair of tickets to the Saturday Night Showdown in Baton Rouge. And it's going to be one hell of a game. I hope LSU comes out on top. I think they will. This is going to be the toughest quarterback that Florida has faced, and Florida may have the toughest defense that Joe Burrow has and LSU's faced. So it should be quite a classic. You know, it's going to be really interesting, though, to flip back and forth and watch the campaign results and then watch the post-game show for the LSU-Florida game. And I'm telling you, with football being a contact sport, and now that politics has become a contact sport, there's going to be a lot of similarities between the coverage of both of those things Saturday evening. And, of course, you can hear all the results right here on WWLAMFMN.com. Susan Sarandon, she's rather liberal. And so is Reese Witherspoon. They have different opinions about what Ellen did. First of all, I'll say Reese Witherspoon, the star from Legally Blonde and other movies. She thanks Ellen for this important reminder. This is about her sitting next to George W. Bush. And this is all about Ellen saying, hey, look, you know what? I disagree with him politically, but, you know, we're friends. I'm fond of the guy. And they were seen laughing, and Ellen got a lot of criticism, and we talked about that. But Susan Sarandon says in a tweet, she says, but missing the point entirely, DeGeneres framed the issue as simply a matter of hanging out with someone with different opinions, not a man repeatedly accused of being a war criminal. And I guess the argument there would be, not convicted. Do we know that? You know, there's blood on the hands of every American president. But I just think, you know, if you think about it, this whole thing is kind of funny because, I mean, why do people find it so difficult to believe that Ellen would be fond of Bush? From LaPlace, Mark, you're on WWL.
Hey, this is not why I called, but while you're on the subject, people like Susan Sarandon just need to shut up. I'm one of those persons where if you're friends with somebody, I don't care what they are. Now, they didn't call out Obama when it came to Castro. I heard somebody else say that, but let me get to why I called.
Okay.
I think he was a smart man, and I'm surprised they got this one over on you about the Bible and the... It's not about the giveaway, Scoop. It's about them promoting who they are. That way they can attract that type of... It must be a conservative area in the Carolinas. Get what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I've been in this business a long time, and I know that promotions are done not only to create image, but they're also done to give things to people who buy cars as a way of bribing them to come into that dealership.
I don't see the giveaway as anything. This is about telling them they're promoting themselves as a conservative Republican.
You think they wouldn't sell a car to a liberal?
Over here, this is their way of the silent way of saying that.
Well, why don't they offer? Then I guess they want to be known as the conservative dealership, which is okay. I mean, they certainly have a right to do that. I heard about this promotion, and I know dealerships have done this before. I just find it interesting because they're offering to give something away to people who probably already have the items that they're giving away. And nobody's going to say, oh, my God, I don't have a Bible, but now I can get one if I go buy a car at that dealership.
No, I don't see that way at all. I see it as, okay, old redneck Bubba's going to go buy a car from them instead of the guy that he thinks might be liberal two blocks away selling the same vehicle. You understand?
Why did you call the guy redneck and you associated that with being conservative?
You know what? Look, you're right. You can say one thing, but you can't say the other. So it is a double standard. I'm just saying that Carolina area is a lot of areas with a lot of that type of country boy with the rebel flag and all that kind of stuff. That's their way of saying this is who we are, but without saying it.
Well, I think they're saying it. I think they're saying it just fine.
They're not saying it with words.
Well, yeah, they're giving away a Bible, a flag, and a voucher for a gun. But I mean, they're not saying it's a voucher. They're saying giving away a Bible, a flag, and a gun.
Anyway, they're not saying, "Oh, I can go like you're saying. Oh, I can go get a Bible now. Now I can go buy this car. It comes with a Bible or a gun or whatever."
Well, you know, again, look,
I don't see it that way.
Yeah, Mark, I'm glad you called. And of course, when it comes to things like this, there's a subjective judgment, and you can see it one way, and I can see it another way. And this is America, and that's just fine. But the point is, they are promoting this giveaway, and you can spin it however you want. But it's if you look at it on paper, it's a giveaway. We're giving away a Bible, a flag, and a gun if you buy a car from us. So, of course, they're establishing their image. And they certainly have a right to do this. I'm not challenging their right to do it. I'm just simply saying that it seems kind of silly to me because nobody's gonna say, oh, wow, I can finally get that flag. I don't have an American flag, but if I go buy a car, I can get a flag. You know, people used to stop at gas stations because they gave away glasses or cups or something. People would go in to get the stuff. It's called a giveaway because they're giving stuff away if you buy something for their business. So again, you can spin it any way you want. But it's about attracting customers. The Philadelphia Flyers of the National Hockey League have added a rage room to their arena in Philadelphia. This is where fans can go vent their rage by smashing things like television sets, video screens, with hockey sticks, bats, and sledgehammers. Where do you think there should be a rage room here? I mean, would you go into a rage room? I mean, are there times when you're at work when you wish the company had a rage room? I mean, stuff happens here on the air. I mean, there are times that I talk to listeners, or there are times that I deal with people at the station, and I would love to be able to go into a rage room and just smash something. Wouldn't that be nice? And maybe that would be a way for us to, you know, vent our frustrations and get that rage out. Like, if you could go in and smash a bunch of stuff before you got into afternoon traffic, maybe everybody would be just a little calmer out there. Guess who rides his bike to work? Saints quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. He's announced that he rides his bike to the Superdome for all home games. He rides his bike. Somebody asked him, are you concerned about hitting a pothole? He said, I'm more concerned about hitting a pothole with my car. Bridgewater says he loves the peaceful ride to the stadium and back. And he wouldn't mind company. So basically, Teddy Bridgewater's inviting you to ride along with him. Ian Hoke, a studio producer, a playwright and actor. He rides his bike every day. I mean, there are a few days when the weather is treacherous and he can't ride his bike, but the guy rides his bike to work every day. He's one of those. If this were 1965, Ian would be a hippie. I mean, he's kind of a hippie now. Not that there's anything wrong with that. No. Hipster. Basically, yeah, a hippie. Anyway, Bridgewater says, if anybody wants to ride a bike with me, I'm open to that. But, you know, I enjoy my little bike ride to the stadium. It's been a peaceful ride. I'm open to people riding with me, though. I bet people start riding their bike with Teddy Bridgewater. Now, he'd have to tell us where he lives. He'd have to tell us where to start. And he'd have to tell us what time he goes to the stadium. It's going to be real early. But, you know, that might be really cool. And maybe you could go get one of the Blue Cross Blue Shield blue bikes, if you don't have a bike, and just ride a bike to work. ride a bike with Teddy Bridgewater when he goes to work. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Because of the state of the world today, do you think it would be a good idea to have rage rooms where people can go in and just smash stuff up?
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you had computer problems sitting at your desk? If you could go into a rage room at work and smash a computer with a bat, that wouldn't make you feel good? Ugh, would love that. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot, coming right back on WWL. Sometimes you just get so upset, you just wish you could smash something, right? Well, the Philadelphia Flyers have added a rage room to their arena where fans can go in and smash stuff. And look, having firsthand experience of being on the in Philadelphia, I can tell you that you think our fans are tough here? No, Philadelphia fans, they are brutal. In fact, even when I was on the air there, I said that I think Philadelphia sports fans like it when their team loses more than when their team wins because they have a better time complaining than they do praising a team. But this rage room, I think it might actually serve a purpose. Got a text a moment ago from somebody that says that's why I go shooting twice a month. And I guess that would be a way to vent some frustration. Here is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you think the tomahawk chop is disrespectful to Native Americans? This has come up with the Atlanta Braves, and Braves fans are actually doing the tomahawk chop to fight political correctness because there was some concern about the tomahawk chop. And, you know, we go through this debate once in a while. You know, I can tell you that when I see that or hear it, I can't tell you that I've ever participated in that, but when I see it or hear it, this is from my perspective, and I realize this is my perspective, but I don't see it as anything negative. And now it doesn't mean that some people don't take it in a negative way. It doesn't mean that some people aren't offended by it, but I don't perceive it as being a negative thing. And 81% say, no, they don't think it's disrespectful. 19% say, yes, they think it is. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And before we get back to your calls, one of the things that we talked about during the show today is the governor's race. Best candidate versus political tribalism. Here's what Ralph Abraham said last night during the debate. And I want you to just put this in context about how this explains political tribalism.
The president wants what we all want, and that's a Republican governor in this seat.
Yeah. So it's about getting a Republican in that seat more than anything else. And Louisiana is the only Deep South state that has a Democrat in the governor's mansion. But Governor John Bel Edwards is a moderate Democrat. He's pro-life. He's pro-gun rights. And so he did get a lot of votes from Republicans. Now, you have to remember, he was also running against David Vitter, who was just a disaster as a candidate because of his hypocrisy. You know, you can't stand up for morality and then get caught with a prostitute. I mean, and if you do that, that's your choice, but, you know, you're going to be judged by it, and he certainly was judged by that. So it may be a little different this time because there are people, and, you know, over the last couple of years, this whole concept of political tribalism has really increased and become more entrenched in the political discourse in this country. So, you know, there are people who just don't care. They don't care which Republican wins as long as a Republican wins. And it shouldn't be about a Republican. It should be about the best candidate. From Baton Rouge, David, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Love your show.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I wanted to quickly touch on three topics that you're going over. I really thought about the Ellen DeGeneres thing. So Mark Ruffalo and Susan Sarandon both had harsh criticism for Ellen regarding her situation with the president on Sunday, citing basically that he's a war criminal in the Iraq war. But before he signed that resolution in 2002 to go to war, 77 senators had to vote yes. Well, not all of them, but that's how many voted yes in order to pass in that resolution. So if he's a war criminal, aren't the 77 senators that voted to go to war that saw the same intelligence as the president did also a war criminal?
Yeah, David, I think that's a fair point.
because if that is the case, then there are names like Hillary Rodham Clinton, John Kerry, Don Edwards, Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, they all voted yes.
Yeah. So, no, I get it. I mean, I think that's a legitimate point, and I don't think it's fair to consider George W. Bush a war criminal unless he's convicted, and he wasn't convicted of being a war criminal. And I just agree there's probably blood on the hands of every U.S. president.
I believe so. So, real quick on the second point, you were talking about rage room. Sometimes on Sundays or Mondays when I'm watching the Saints game, and I see a lot of flags being thrown, and I think they're all garbage calls. I think my living room becomes a rage room.
What do you do?
You know, it's a lot of yelling and screaming and cursing.
I mean, do you punch something, even something as benign as like a pillow?
Like the sofa.
The sofa, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels good to just have that physical manifestation of your rage.
It does. As long as it's not directed at a person, you're not hurting a living creature, I think it's fine.
Yeah. All right, David. Hopefully you don't have any rage this weekend with a game in Jacksonville against the Jags. I appreciate the call. From Baton Rouge, Keith, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Hey, I just want to make a comment. I don't remember exactly the topic, but it was something about a Bible and a gun. If you go buy a car at some location.
Yeah, South Carolina a car dealership is offering a Bible, an American flag, and a gun to any customer who buys a car.
Right, and so I guess some people are taking offense to it or getting mad or having an issue, but, you know, have we forgotten the concept of just marketing and advertising?
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, it is.
You know, people do all kinds of things. There's some things that become catchy, such as phrases, you know, 18-25 Tulane, or some people offer free gifts upon a purchase. So, you know, you can't be offended by anybody offering a Bible.
Well, I'm not offended by it. They certainly have a right to do it. But I mean, my point was, what I find ironic about this is the person who would respond to this promotion, you're going to tell me they don't already have a Bible and an American flag and the guns that they want? I mean, this is not their excuse to go get a Bible or an American flag.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head. It's just a way of marketing.
Right.
And the owner, obviously, that's his way of marketing it. Well, he wants to give those gifts away.
Right.
You know?
In the same way that Nike markets to its audience, they're not afraid to do something that involves Colin Kaepernick. They don't care if they make a lot of people angry because they're trying to attract and respond to their largest audience. And so this car dealership in South Carolina is doing exactly the same thing.
Well, sure. And look, if you got all the money in the world and you own the business, hey, you got every right to give away whatever product you want because it's your money. You know, nobody should ever question
that. I just found humor in the idea that, you know, somebody's sitting there going, oh, man, finally, we can finally get a Bible. We just got to go buy a car from this dealership and then we can get our Bible. Like, they're not that hard to find.
No. I think it's a point in principle by the owner.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, Keith.
Taking my call.
Appreciate the call, man. Good point. If you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Ian Hoke, our studio producer, is going to be in a play. It cranks up again at La Petite Theater tonight. We'll be talking about that in just a little while. In fact, I'm going to actually try and go. I mean, I want to do whatever I can to support local theater. You know, this car giveaway, this would be a little bit like... let's say somebody wanted to attract a liberal crowd. They could say, well, we're going to give away the Alanis Morissette, complete collection of Alanis Morissette to anybody who buys a car. Well, that would attract a lot of liberals. But they probably already have Alanis Morissette, which is really my point of the whole thing. All right. This is your chance to win tickets to the LSU Florida game Saturday night in Baton Rouge. The eighth caller wins the tickets on our contest line, 260-WINS. That's area code 504-260-9467. Eighth caller is a winner. What a game that's going to be. And it's going to feel like fall, and LSU and Florida will battle it out at Tiger Stadium. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, sometimes you just don't want to get mad. Sometimes you just want to get even. I'm Scooge. We were talking about the rage room that the Philadelphia Flyers have added in the arena, and they've got hockey sticks and bats and sledgehammers, and you can go in and bust things up like television sets and monitors. By the way, there's a charge for that. Yeah, they charge you for it. It's like a certain price for two people and a certain price for, you know, a group. Or I guess it's two people going in there. Let me see if I got the price here. The price is... I've got it here somewhere. Just envision this. I've got all these papers in front of me. I know, you might be sitting there with papers in front of you, too. Anyway, they charge... It's not really that expensive, but they do a charge for you going in there and busting things up. But, you know, the concept of a rage room is kind of a good idea. You know, sometimes you just get really upset and you just want to just bust something up. The Scoot Report, which is our daily Facebook video, it's up. It's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. I'll put it on the SOTA Facebook page after the show. And it's about the guns, American flag, and gun promotion. I'm about the Bible, American flag, and gun promotion at the car dealership in South Carolina. And, you know, it would be fun to think about other things. I mentioned earlier, for example, if there was a gay car dealership, it would be as if a gay car dealership said, hey, if you come buy a car from us, we're going to give you the Bette Midler box set. You're going to tell me that the person who would go in and buy that car doesn't already have the Bette Midler box set? So, see, that's the point that I'm making here about this promotion. When it comes to getting rid of your rage, this text says, try playing drums in a metal band. Great stress relief. Yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, if you had a lot of stress and you were playing drums, I mean, you know, you wouldn't relieve much stress if you were playing drums to like Kenny G music. But if it was heavy metal music, yeah, that would do it. Oh, by the way, our congratulations to Jason Branch. I was surprised we got at least 8 calls on that. Jason Branch was our 8th caller, and he won a pair of tickets to the LSU-Florida game Saturday night. It's going to feel like fall. LSU and Florida, that game is going to be so much fun to watch, whether you're there or on television or listen to it here on WWL. And every Thursday before every home game between 1 and 4, we give away a pair of LSU tickets. This is going to be a real test for LSU. I think they're going to pass it, and I'm really glad that it's there. But, you know, Florida looked so good last weekend against Auburn that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Florida and Auburn and LSU all give Alabama a challenge this year. I mean, it would be nice for somebody to really challenge Alabama, right? All right. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Kind of shocking results from a Fox News poll. 51% say that 51% of registered voters responding to a Fox News poll said they want Trump impeached and removed from office. Another 4% want the president impeached but not removed from office. 40% of the respondents were opposed to impeachment altogether. So the country's very divided on that. And by the way, in the state of Louisiana this week, a poll came out showing that President Trump has 51% support in the state of Louisiana. I think it was 58% among men and 45% among women. And that's really not too much of a surprise. But it also goes to show you that there are a lot of people in this red state of Louisiana, like according to this poll, I mean, some I guess are undecided, but 51%, I mean, that's not everybody. And so there are a lot of people in the state who don't support Trump. And that's what I love about this show, that, you know, we could talk about the issues and we can be honest about things that happen. And sometimes being honest about President Trump is misconstrued as being Trump bashing when it really is. It's not anti-Trump. It's pro what is right. Ian Hoke is our studio producer. He's also a playwright and a local actor, and his play Noises Off kicks off again tonight at the La Petite Theater.
That's correct. So we had our opening weekend last week. We did Friday, Saturday, and I had a Sunday matinee. Got a great review that came out into paper on Monday.
Good.
So that should that should make it even harder to get tickets. It's been selling out, so it's a competitive ticket buying environment, but I'm sure there's still tickets left for this weekend if people are interested.
Well, what about
in
tonight? I'm going to try and come see you tonight.
Thursdays are usually pretty safe, so okay. I bet you'll be just fine.
Yeah. And I figure I'm not going to be able to take a nap before 80s night. So if I go to the play, I could just take a nap during the play and then
yeah,
go to
80 absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what we love is when people spend all this money on a ticket, get all dressed up, and then come and sit in the front row and just cross their arms and take a nap. And then when the play ends and you're doing your bows, then they stand up and they applaud like, oh, yeah, I was watching. I saw. Yeah. And then you see them out in the lobby and they're like, great job. I loved your performance. And you didn't see a single moment of that play, ma'am.
Okay. So really, you think that people just really don't pay attention, but they go through the motions of applauding and saying that they loved it.
It's strange. Yeah, you see. I mean, it's not like television. We're performing and the audience is right. We can see you. So if you have your eyes closed and you're kind of like, we can
that's
see
gotta
that.
That's got to be rather discouraging.
You get quite used to it. It happens often. But and the other weird thing is this isn't like Steel Magnolias or like Henry III or something. It's a very, very busy, loud, and not a wasted moment play. I don't understand how anybody could sleep through this. It's like trying to sleep through an alarm clock or something.
I'm looking forward to it. And I want to do whatever I can to support local theater and local musicians. And I know you're a big part of the theater community here.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we're looking forward to having you tonight. Stick around in the lobby and we'll hang out.
All right.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Scoop.
Here is an update on our WWL Gumbo, Blue Runner Gumbo poll. I'm just getting the results right now. Do you think the tomahawk chop is disrespectful to Native Americans? 90% say no, 10% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. All right. We got to come back and wrap up the show. Here is a text that says, if Native Americans say it's disrespectful, then it is disrespectful. Here's a text that says, I'm Native American. The tomahawk chop does not bother me a bit. People need to quit being so thin-skinned. I don't see it as just intrinsically disrespectful. But again, that's my view. But the point is, for Native Americans, a lot of Americans don't consider that to be disrespectful. So you're not being disrespected if you are Native American in the minds of those people. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWE. Another code word is coming up moments from now. You'll have a chance to qualify to win $1,000 in our National Intercom Cash Contest. Sports Talk with Christian Garrick live from Hooters on Veterans Highway is coming up next, and that includes the American Bank and Trust Player Show, and Marcus Davenport is going to be the star player. Also, if you haven't done it yet, hang out with me on Facebook. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. I'm also very involved and active on the WWL Radio Facebook page. But we get into some great discussions, and sometimes it's more fun to comment on the comments than the original thing that was posted. And the Scoot Report is up. It's on our WWL Radio Facebook page. It'll be on SOTA later. And it's about the promotion of a car dealership in South Carolina giving away a Bible, an American flag, and a gun in a promotion. By the way, I found the information. The Rage Room at the Flyers Arena in Philadelphia, it's called the Disassembly Room, and you can disassemble things. It's $35 per person or $60 for a group of two. You get 5 minutes to spend in the room to use bats and hockey sticks and sledgehammers to smash items like TVs and computer monitors and stuff like that as a way of just venting your frustration. Might be an interesting way to do that. Here is a text that says, I want a copy of the dictionary and a baseball bat. Yeah, you know what? I understand your total frustration. All right, it's time to give you a chance to win $1,000 in cash. It's the $1,000 free cash giveaway on WWL. The code word this hour is PRINT. Text PRINT to 72881. Text PRINT to 72881. And the next code word is coming up before the top of the hour. Don't miss your chance to register to win $1,000. And all you have to do is just text the code word to that text number. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please never text and drive. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our studio producer, actor and playwright, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of our show. Always love spending the afternoon with you, and even though we don't always agree on everything, don't you think that's one of the things that makes this show fun? I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Tomorrow, it's Free for All Friday. Love you, New Orleans.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.